Hello, party people. Welcome to the first episode of Errol Talk. This is your host, Jesus Aradian, and we're back here on the podcast. Yes, if you, for some reason, recognize my voice, I was the host of Smallville Talk. So now here we are on Errol Talk. Yes, the new CW DC Comics superhero, Mr. Green Arrow. Yes, finally the popular character from the Smallville series made his own show. It's unfortunately, remember Aquaman? Damn, that would have been a great series too. But that's just me. All right. So let's see. We have one caller. Awesome. That's better than just me talking for a whole half hour. This is great. Let's see who this guy is. All right, so I'm going to just call out your area code, and hopefully you could respond. And so let's see who this is. All right, from area code 847, who is this?
Dan from Chicago. What's up?
No way. Are you serious?
Yes, it is. What's up?
This is so cool. Thank you, Dan, for calling, man. You know, you're one of the callers that I really enjoyed on Smallville Talk, and I was just like, I wonder if Dan will ever transition to Arrow Talk.
Yeah, I did. So it's very interesting. It's I got to get over Smallville, I guess. You know,
yeah, isn't it like a crazy withdrawal?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, like, the show Arrow, I was hoping for something, but we didn't get anything. So, I mean,
and we'll definitely talk more about that. But tell us, you know, as a fan of Smallville, tell us, how much do you miss that series, you know? Knowing that it's closed up and that's it.
I'm good. I'm good with how it ended. I'm good with just it being done with, I guess. You know what I mean? It's time to move on.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally agree. And
I don't know if you got my tweet. I love the fact that Kristen Kirk is working and Tom Mulling isn't. I love it. I just love it for some reason.
No, why? I mean, I don't know. Do you want to elaborate on why?
Just because you don't hear anything from Tom Mullen. Nothing.
No, nothing. Like radio silence.
Yeah. So I kind of dig the fact that at least somebody from the series is doing a hit show. Well, hopefully it'll be a hit show. You know?
All right.
I don't know if you've seen the first episode of that.
No, but I do have it on my DVR.
It's pretty good.
You know, give us a rating. One out of 10.
A 6.
And Dan is talking about, just so you guys, if you guys don't know, he's talking about the CW's Beauty and the Beast.
I give it about
Kirk.
A 6.
A 6?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Average.
Do you think you'll be back next week for that?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. So it still has a chance with you. I could see that. Yeah, I'm gonna try to fit it in my schedule tomorrow, the day after. But it's definitely on my DVR. I would just, you know, I want to give her a chance. I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Okay. You know, you really annoyed the crap out of me in Smallville. But okay. Let me give you a try.
But she's working. You know what I
okay.
mean?
Yeah.
Poor Tom.
Do you think Tom is gonna fall into like the abyss and just disappear?
Yeah. Actually, I do. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Sorry,
okay.
Don.
He's like, I can see him now listening to the podcast. He's like,
yeah.
Damn it. He found out my secret. Okay. So, Arrow Talk. Okay, here we go. Yeah. Well, Dan, I'm so glad you are you can be my co-host. How's that?
That's awesome.
I'm co-hosting with Dan from Chicago. This is great, dude. Again, I'm sure listeners out there will be like, hey, it's Dan. Dude, you do not know. You are well recognized on the podcast, community.
Thank you. That was awesome.
Right,
we got Sam Jones on.
Yeah, I'm glad, you know, we're able to pick up on another series. You know, I think it's going to be great.
Yep.
And it has potential. You know, I know, you might have different mixed feelings about that. I'm sure people listening out there, they're like, yeah, okay, it's kind of like Smallville, but not really. But
no, not really at all.
And it's like, that kind of looks like Lex Luthor's mansion, but, and then some of the streets tend to look like Metropolis, but, it's going to be kind of weird. You know, when I first watched, you know, right after the opening, you know, where they do the setup where he's stuck on an island. And if you are listening to the podcast, this is totally a spoiler, you know, what can we say? Spoiler, you know, orgasm, because it's, you know, the cat's out of the bag. If you haven't watched it, stop listening to the podcast right now, because we're going to talk about the show.
I actually just got done watching it just now.
Yeah, there you go. Or yeah, watch the show and listen to us online. Some people have done that. That's kind of cool. All right, so to me, it kind of looked like it still looked like a Smallville show. Even the way it's filmed, the lighting, the editing, but it's not Smallville. It's like they just changed the whole cast. You know, and just put it in a different story. But for some reason, it just felt like I'm watching Smallville, and I'm waiting for, like, Tom Welling or Erica to, like, pop out left and right. But I don't know. And that's just me. What do you think, Dan?
I disagree with the fact that the fighting scenes were a lot better than in Smallville.
Yes. No, that I totally agree. But I was talking about, like, the setting, you know, like, the sets,
the
lighting, the camera moves, the photography.
Yeah. It reminded me of. But Beauty and the Beast will remind you more of Smallville.
No way.
Yeah.
They're probably using the same Canadian team up there, you know. Usually,
I think they are. She was on Kelly, and they mentioned that it was in Vancouver, so they might be.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they shot Smallville in Vancouver, and I was really fortunate to go down there. And get a little tour before they tore it all down. So that was kind of cool. Okay, we're past beyond that. Smallville or not a continuation of Smallville. So, Dan, thank you for expressing your opinion that you don't agree with it, that you agree Beauty and the Beast was more Smallville than this one.
Yeah.
But now let's break it down. Let's go to the costume before we move on to anything. What do you think? Do you like this more rogue, more not too flashy, doesn't have the Oakley glasses, hair's trimmed, you know, to the T, tips are frosted, really lean and sleek, kind of like ladylike physique.
Yeah, I like it.
Compared to this new guy.
I like it.
That whole scene where he's training, holy mackerel.
Yeah,
the way he was doing that pull-up bar.
Yeah.
That was crazy,
really cool.
Yeah.
That reminded me of
Rocky, you could tell
actually.
This actor really put in his 2 cents on his physique for the character.
I don't know if you remember Rocky IV when Sylvester Stallone did that upside-down thing where he was doing the sit-ups.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that reminded me of a little bit.
Yeah.
That's
so
hard
it's
to
just
do,
like,
I bet.
So now we have to do the comparison. What do you think from the two? Is it Justin or, you know, this
Ooh.
New Arrow?
Good question, because I've been waiting for something. The only thing familiar, sorry to bring up Smallville again, from Smallville is the Oliver Queen name. And anytime they would mention Oliver Queen's name when the actor playing Oliver Queen wasn't in it, it made me think of Justin Hartley.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
So if you had to pick, which one? You're going with
Hartley,
Justin?
Right. Justin Hartley right now, but we'll see how the series goes.
Yeah, to me, you know, it's kind of a fresh look. They're kind of going like Batman Begins type of deal.
Okay. I can see that.
Really, you know, rustic, really, you know, more earth tone, more not too fancy on the outfits.
Yes.
Yeah, and the actor's name playing Oliver Queen is, as you know, Mr. Stephen Amell. And I think he already sold me. To me, he's the Green Lantern. I mean, not Green Lantern. Green Arrow. it's kind of like, okay, this guy kind of makes the other one a little weak, a little too prissy, And that's just my take. I don't know. The one thing I don't dig about the new costume, well, and you tell me, Dan, is the green paint across the eyes.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
You know what I mean? I know he's
I didn't like it. I didn't like that either.
He's like trying to be like more like native, you know.
Yeah. It was weird.
And
I didn't like that either.
Yeah, it was a little weird. It was kind of like at the time I was like, okay, why isn't he wearing the Oakleys? You know, the gold sunglasses. And also I was expecting him to have his voice change. Well, what do you think about that?
Well, I remember I had a problem with that. I did not like that in Smallville. I'm glad they didn't do that here.
Yeah. So you're glad they didn't do it on this one?
Oh, yeah. I'm very happy. I'm very happy.
Me too. Even with, I'm a huge fan of all the Batman movies that, the last three that just came out. And, every time Batman talked and he's like, you have to chuckle, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about the pilot of Green Arrow, that aired on CW on October 10th on this, deep. Is it fall already, Dan?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Is it officially fall?
Yeah, it felt like that today here.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. I think a couple of weeks ago, yeah. Okay, so, it's definitely falls into the Halloween costume season, and now we get a new superhero that the CW is broadcasting, titled Arrow, and it's starring Stephen Amell and with Katie Cassidy. What do you think about that? Katie Cassidy, have you ever seen her work?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And Katie Cassidy, as you know, played Dina and Laurel Lance. Okay. So I guess there's definitely a love interest there. What do you think about the actress playing the opposite of Steven, who plays Oliver Queen?
Good. I liked it.
Yeah, they kind of have like a good chemistry, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought, Okay, so you tell me, Dan, out of a scale of 1 to 10 on this show, I know you gave a rating of Beauty and the Beast, but on this one, what do you think?
A little bit better. I'll give it an 8.
Oh, okay. I'm a little bit above you. I'm going to give it a 9.
Okay.
It didn't blow me out of the water.
Right.
But I was like, okay. And you know what's funny is, I'm going to be honest with you guys, whoever's listening, I don't know that much about the Green Arrow other than him being on Smallville.
Right.
And I knew there was one before the show, But I really don't know the origin. I mean, because if you remember, Dan, the way Oliver Queen's parents died in Smallville is totally different from this one.
Yep.
So,
I want to get into that.
Yeah. So there's another thing. It's like, okay, which is their true origin now that they're giving us two different ones? So I guess you can Wikipedia it and, copy and paste and whatever. But what I really like is the way they're just starting from scratch. They're giving us everything, the way he dressed, the way he trained, and the way he just got better at archery and also doing a lot of, karate, or I don't know what you could call it. But I kind of like it how they're starting fresh, almost like Batman Begins. I'm sorry if people disagree. But I think it's a good start. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you tell me, Dan, what do you think about the new outfit?
Like I said, I like it. I like, the arrow. I liked how you could shoot an arrow and get $40 million.
I don't know how that happened.
I know,
had like
that
a motive
awesome.
At the end of it.
Yeah, that was awesome. I'm like, cool. I guess we'll probably find out different things on the, his weapon. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
what
I got to give credit to the stunt people. Like you mentioned before at the opening of the show, the stunt guys, I mean, they were amazing. It was like parkour.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I was just like, while I was watching it, and he jumps, and I was like, that's a fucking cool move. And there wasn't, like, no cutaway, no special effects. That was, you could tell it was live performance.
Right.
So I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. Like, this, it's kind of like they compensated. Instead of good special effects, they put their money in on the stunt work.
Yep. Which is good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
It wasn't no Matrix stuff. It wasn't no Matrix stuff like they did in Smallville.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Oh, man. I know. You bring up Smallville, and I'm like, oh, okay, let me go back to that.
What, can I tell you what kind of bothered me with everything a little bit?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Here's what bothered me. So no Chloe, no son, no... Remember at the end of Smallville, they had a son, and now 5 years went by, nothing. So that didn't exist then.
No.
So this is like a new beginning, like you said, with, they're doing a whole new remap of everything, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That kind of bugged me, though, you know what I mean? Like, we remember things in Smallville, you know, like you were saying, and there's nothing.
And now there's nothing, yeah. That whole history is just wiped out.
Yeah. So Smallville, the town, Superman doesn't exist in that, in here?
No.
Kind of lame, don't you think? Don't you think that we should have gotten at least some kind of mention of something?
Right? Right, like a little shout out?
Well, not that, but... I don't know. I don't know what I expected, you know?
No. I'm telling you, I was just messing with you. Yeah. You're definitely on point. And I'm sure a lot of people out there totally agree with you. Yeah, it's just crazy how, you know, they just could rewrite history like that, you know.
Right.
And I don't mean like true history, but, you know, history to the characters.
A continuation kind of type thing. I like the part where he was gone for 5 years. But they kind of stole that from Superman Returns. Remember that?
That's awesome. Yeah.
Superman
That's I'm laughing.
5 years, and then they redid that with that.
I know. That's why I said it kind of looks like the same crew's there, except just different actors.
Yep.
It's like a factory. Oh, shoot. Okay. All right. So then we, you know, as we go through the first pilot, we are definitely introduced to the origin of Green Lantern as he is rescued from the island. And then the flashbacks were kind of cool with the boat sinking with his dad. And then as we go move forward regarding his dad, as we move forward down the pilot, we realize that he is saved by his dad with some other person and his. And in a small raft, and then later on he, like, shoots himself, and he shoots the guy, and they both die, and he's the only survivor on the raft.
Yeah, that was messed up.
Yeah, and Dan, can I ask you, what did the dad whisper to Oliver?
I don't know.
Come on, Dad. You got to help me.
I'm trying to think. I just watched this like a few minutes ago. All right, hit me up, Glenn.
No, I don't know either.
Oh, you don't know either? Yeah, no, I forgot myself.
I was hoping you would know.
And I just watched it, too. I don't remember.
I watched it twice, and I don't remember.
This podcast rating is going down.
I think this sounds something important, but I can't make out.
Yeah, I know. I can't make it out either.
Yeah, crazy. Well, I'm going to put up a hotline next week. And so, you know, stuff like this, if you guys are listening to podcasts and you know what we're talking about and you have the answer, please leave a voicemail if you don't want to join us. I'm going to try to make this podcast every Friday night, you know, kind of like the old Smallville, you know, time slot, and hopefully, Dan, you can join us again, you know, from time to time. I know it's kind of hard every Friday, but you are always welcome. You are like the freaking, you know, You're a legend. You're a legend. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, no, and, you know, we totally have history, and it's great always talking to you, and it's great to have, you know, different sides of the opinion, and, like, if I like something and you don't, and that's great, you know, I welcome that, and I like how, you know, other podcasts, they kind of give you a one-minded, you know, when they do the podcast, and, yeah, that's why we started these other podcasts, like Smallville Talk and now Arrow Talk,
yep.
And, I just think it's fun, you know, to get together. Because right after I watched it, I'm like, oh, shoot. You know, I wanted to talk to my friends, and they're like, dude, you watch that? They're like, laugh at me. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, well, that's why I created the podcast. I'm like, I wanted to talk about it. I'm sure if Dan wasn't here, I would still be talking about it for like a whole half hour.
Trust me, I get that a lot when I watch wrestling.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Are you still listening to Lawrence's?
No, they're done.
Like, what do you mean done? Like,
they're
done.
The guy
for the
had
season?
A baby and somebody else is doing it. I don't like it.
Like, oh, is
like Lawrence's? Yeah, Lawrence is making.
Is he still on it?
No, he's making an album right now with his band, so he's taking time off. So I don't think he's going to be doing it. I just was tweeting him last night a little bit, and he's done with the show as well. So, yeah, I got to tell him.
I hope
he knows about this show, too. So, hopefully he'll be
me too.
That'd
yeah,
cool.
I tried to message him, you know, all the old guys.
Yeah, he's really busy with his new album. So, he's, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
that
awesome.
Is. So, hopefully he'll be on,
well,
too.
Well, tell him I said what's up, you know, if you tweet with him.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. And let him know about this new channel. I don't know if he digs Green Arrow, but hey, it's a DC comic, and you know, we love comics.
He said he was going to watch the show, too, so hopefully he did.
Oh, sweet. All right, cool. All right, so you're listening to Arrow Talk, hopefully every Friday night, as I say, hopefully. And keep following us at Arrow Talk, all one word. It's at Arrow Talk on Twitter, all one word. And Dan, give us your shout out. What do you got to promote? Come on, big pop.
Well, this Sunday, any wrestling fans who want to watch Impact Wrestling, TNA's Bound for Glory is this Sunday.
There you go.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, dude. You know, sometimes on the podcast we go off topic here.
Yeah, I know.
But this is majorly off topic. I'm sorry, Green Arrow fans.
I know where you're going.
What was Hulk Hogan in that sex tape?
Poor Hulk.
Okay.
Poor Hulkster.
Brother.
Going on a little bit with the Green Arrow thing when he got kidnapped with those people with the masks.
Yeah.
In the warehouse? Remember?
Yeah.
That reminded me, they're in a little situation on, somebody's a Green Arrow fan on Impact, because they kidnapped Hulk and Sting, and there's this group, Aces of Eight, and they got masks, and they were talking. So that's Hulk and Sting about stuff, and it kind of reminded me of that. So somebody on wrestling likes the Green Arrow situation, so... It's funny. I laughed my butt off when I saw that situation. I'm like, no way, this is a Hulk Hogan storyline.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. Follow Dan, you know. Follow Dan. Follow. Well, where do they go again, Dan?
What's that?
Where do they go?
Impact Wrestling on Thursday. Well, it's on Spike TV on Thursday nights.
There you go. You're busy, man. You got wrestling, you got Green Arrow. What else you got on your plate?
Well, WWE. My wife hates me right now. It's on every day. And she's like, really? Funny. And then something's on
for me. All right, so back to Green Arrow.
Yeah, back to Green Arrow.
So what do you think of the whole mom and dynamic?
Yeah, that's messed up.
What about when he tried to karate chop her head off during the nightmare scene?
Yeah, that was, well, he was you know, flipping out a little bit, you know. And
to be honest, I laughed out loud when the mom made the flip. I was like, what the fuck? What
the fuck is that? That was awesome. We're having way too much fun here.
I mean, I'm sorry. To me, it was just funny. It was like a rag doll. I was like, what the hell just happened? Okay, and then later on we find out that the mom is behind the hostage, you know, situation with his own son. And hello, what do you think the big plot is? Why does she want to kill his son?
Right.
So she can get the money. I mean, do you disagree, Dan?
I agree with you.
Yeah. All right, so it's that old
so
story.
Blind Oval, so that's Blind Oval, sir.
Yeah. So now her son is her own enemy, and the mother is the enemy of the son.
Like Lionel and Lex.
Yeah, right.
The comparisons again.
And I think that's a good teaser on how the series is going to play out.
Yeah.
Do you have high potentials for the remainder of the season?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope it'll do good.
Let me quote this right now on the website. I hope so, by Dan from Chicago.
Yep. Well, what do you think? Do you think so?
Wait, hold on. do I think so? Yeah. I think it has some potential. I mean, they definitely impressed me with the stunts. I think that's number one. Number two, the costume is cool. Lose the makeup. I don't know what the hell that is. You know, lose the makeup. I think just either go no makeup, just kind of like darken your face because, you know, he's pale white, so they'll definitely spot him. But if he, like, you know, like, dust it down, and, you know, Grace Jones eyeliner, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So hopefully they work on that.
Yeah.
But I think it does. I think he's, and it's definitely the right timing, too. He's the Robin Hood of the century.
Yep.
So he's helping people that don't have money. And, hello, a lot of people right now, they wish they could have extra money.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the old Robin Hood story, helping out the needy.
Yeah, but they mentioned in that as well.
Yeah.
You know, they mentioned Robin Hood reference as well.
Yeah. All right, so we're definitely going to almost wrap it up here. We got a minute left. Dan, seriously, you're always welcome, dude.
Thank you.
And whenever you're on, you're my co-host, okay? Like, automatic.
Yeah, awesome.
Like you could call, like, 2 months from now and be like,
cool.
And hi, it's Jeff from Chicago. Hey, my host is in. Let's go. You know,
all
boom,
right.
You're up front.
I'll be on every
front
Friday.
Center.
I'll be on every Friday.
That'll be great. Yeah, let's do this. This is going to be awesome. And this is episode one of Arrow Talk. Join us on Twitter, at Twitter. It's at, our username is at Arrow Talk, all one word. At Arrow Talk, please do not accept any imitations. But Dan, do you have anything you want to plug? Any Twitter?
No, but Twitter kind of confused me. Like at 7 o'clock our time, my time, it said join us now. So maybe kind of you sent a tweet out, and I was kind of like, whoa, no way, it's on now. So I
okay. I'll look into that. Yeah.
No plug, just I'm glad it's that everything, you know, we have another hero to look up to, so to speak.
Yes. Yeah, I think it has potential. The acting is good and all that, and we're all good.
Check out Beauty and the Beast as well. My girl's back.
I will. I'll definitely check it out. And who knows? We might have a channel on that one, too.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That'd be great. All right, Dan, so this is it. Arrow Talk, the first episode titled Pilot. Join us next week. Well, hopefully Dan will be with us. All right, we're going to wrap it up, and I want to say good night. Again, definitely churros. Three cheers for Dan from Chicago. Here we go. Hip hip hooray, hip hip hooray, hip hip hooray. All right, sir. Good night.
All right. Good night.